his $800 disguise. No, the Denali belongs to the editor who spent 2 months, day and night, figuring out how to turn a B-movie into a blockbuster. Available Bose premium sound system featuring 9 speakers, standard XM satellite radio. For those of us who buy things for what they are, the 2005 Yukon Denali by GMC. We are professional grade. XM Radio is available in 48 contiguous states. Service fees extra. Visit gm.xmradio.com for details.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk 870. KRLA.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870. KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Ewing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
As always, we have an exciting show today. Just to recap, last week we had Neil on the show. Is that correct, Dr. Tong?
Yes,
Neil has diabetes. He had some problems with ulceration of his leg from the knee down, discoloration, ulceration, swelling. How many treatments did he have before?
Yeah, 2 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in summary, his legs were dying, mm-hmm. rotting, mm-hmm. ulcerated, swollen, purple, all the way to the knee, sipping pus and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So it's rotting, in a few months, most likely we need amputation, cut off, okay? What can bring back something that's dying? Stem cells, DNAs, or drugs? No. Only the life force from your mind. And our show proved that the mastermind, the boss, that takes care, controls health in the human body is our spirit. The energy that make up our spirit is the Chinese called qi. Mm-hmm. So qi is the spirit-like molecule to the body. In fact, the body is a byproduct of the mind. The blood and the molecule are byproduct of qi. Qi is the only thing that controls health. When you lose your qi, you die. When the spirit cannot connect to the body anymore, you die. At that point, you can give stem cell, you can give DNA, you can give anything.
You're not going to give back life.
In Neil's example, you provide stem cells, the DNAs, or drugs, or miracle herbs, you're not going to bring back their life or their legs. Except that you open up the different channels, the different meridians that that blocks a different kind of qi, heart qi, lung qi, kidney qi, liver qi, and so forth. Whatever is blocked, you bring it back, that qi will heal. As in the case of Neil, only two treatments. The pain was gone, the swelling was down, the ulcer was drying out. Mm-hmm. You can see visibly it was drying out, and no more pus oozing.
And he didn't even have any antibiotics for that, huh?
Nothing, mm-hmm. Okay, except our treatment. We provide some herbs and supplements, and also I ask him to soak his leg in with the Master Miracle Neutralizer to get rid of the acid and hydroperoxide, mm-hmm. But without the injections, none of those will work either.
Right. Yes. Same with Don. If you guys have been following us, Don also had the same problem. His was actually a little bit more severe. We were a little scared.
And then same with Cher, my office worker. Okay, we saved their legs. Yes.
Okay, let's get to our first guest, Ian. Ian, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Hi, Ian. Yes.
Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Yeah, I'm from Huntington Beach. I'm a chief financial officer for a company in Newport Beach, so kind of a high stress job.
Uh-huh. Yes. You work with Damien. Damien was in our show sometime about a couple months ago. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my partner referred us.
Yes. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, because I remember
Damien was
who
right here
in Newport Beach.
Advertising for himself.
Why don't you give us a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
I've gone back, my injury is about 25 years from car accidents and football injuries, mm-hmm. to where I just kind of got used to living with the pain and chiropractors. It's a lot of back pain, sciatica, you know, up my neck and everything always and it would be going out, actually mm-hmm. locking up, and kind of got used to it and just thought I was stuck with it because I've tried pretty much everything, chiropractors, you know, Rolfing, all kind of different physical therapy treatments. Mm-hmm. And nothing ever worked. So then when Damien told me that he was going to go and meet Dr. Tong and try it out, mm-hmm. after a couple visits he was having success, I kind of let him be the guinea pig. I said, well, I'll let you go and tell me how it's doing.
So you're the smart one.
Well, it sounded a little, you know, different with the needles and all that. I'm kind of nervous with needles, so
right.
I let him go first.
So how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong now?
I just have my third.
Third treatment, and how are you feeling?
I'm doing great. It's kind of when, you know, obviously I was looking for relief from the physical, from the neck and the back, and I didn't realize it had anything to do with the mental aspect, and that's been the biggest. I've had great strides in my neck and my back, but the biggest strides I've had has been just in the lack of irritability and stress and just patience. It's just I've noticed a definite more of a calmness, and my wife's noticed, and that's been a kind of an added bonus because I didn't even know that was related till I started talking with Dr. Tong about mm-hmm. everything that this does, you know.
Yeah, for you and for all the listeners, our treatment work on the mind and the mental and spiritual aspect. The body is a byproduct of the mind. Health is a result of the mind's working. So maintaining health is the mind's main job. Mm-hmm. Without the qi from the mind, you don't have any health. So qi is the cure. Mm-hmm. So tell people, spread this news out, okay? I guarantee you this is 100% right. Everybody else is wrong, including all the Nobel Prize winners. And I'm going to repeat this. All the Nobel Prize winners work on the physical aspect. For a whole century, they have not come up with one single cure. They are not going to come up with a single cure. They will not. Not for the next century, unless they recognize that a human is a spirit that controls the health.
Right, it's the connection of the physical with the mental.
Yes.
So your irritability is less. You're able to deal with your stress better.
Yeah, absolutely. I just never thought that. I thought because of my job or my personality or temperament, that's just how things were, and I didn't mm-hmm. realize until now. I've seen that. I saw that result after probably just the first treatment, and it's just gotten more and more. And like I said, my wife noticed it. I was mm-hmm. have a 6-year-old boy, and I would get real impatient with him and yell and put him in his room early, sometimes spank him.
Yeah.
That, of course, made me feel worse of anything. And
that's right.
It's a big difference.
Wonderful. Yes.
The same thing that happened to me when I was sick. So I totally understand how you feel, okay? Now you know what? Now what you're feeling is a really true Ian. Uh-huh. Before that, you were blocked. You were not yourself. Your true self is like a patient, loving, gentle, caring person. Uh-huh. The only problem is that the stress from the lifestyle we live and the diet that we misled from Western science, the refinement of food, the processing of food, all the scientific manipulation of food, ruin the qi and disconnect our mind from the body and make you feel this way, make everybody not mentally and not only physically but mentally degenerate.
And how's your pain too, Ian? You've had
pain,
this injury for 25 years.
I would say on a percentage basis about 70% better. So that's obviously improving with every treatment. Like Dr. Tung said, it may take, because I was pretty severe, he said it may take up to a couple months of treatments to get that really fixed. But it's definitely better. And I used to always, when I would try to work out, I was always throwing my back out real bad. It would just kind of lock up and seize up and pinch nerves. And I haven't had that happen since I've started my treatments. Mm.
And don't forget, what did you do the last weekend or last week? Painting your house and doing all kinds of work. What did you actually do?
Yeah, I was actually painting a house that I have that's a rental house, and people left, so I had to get it ready for someone else. And I did a lot of painting and lifting some stuff, and I got a little sore. I noticed that. I got a little tight, but nothing went out. I didn't have, like, an occurrence.
And are you taking any medication at all, or were you taking any medication at all?
I was. Dr. Tung had told me to give him his treatments a chance and not to take any drugs, any kind of medicines at all. I had asthma. Pretty close to asthma, so they had me on the actual asthma medication. So even that I stopped taking, and I've had a little occurrences of kind of wheezing, but before when I ran out of medicine, it would get really bad to, you know, at night I can't breathe, and I'm wheezing, waking up my wife, and I've hardly had it at all, so I'm going to keep giving it a chance, like he said, give it an effort with everything that he does and teaches.
Wonderful.
I can not rely on that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, here what my point was, okay, why it would take 2-3 months. Number one is that you start working out, and sometimes you overwork. You know, the day that you're repairing your rental property, lifting heavy stuff, okay,
right.
That will set it back a little bit because that will cause the blockage to come back.
Right.
Okay, if you're able to take it easy, your healing will be a little faster. I mean, I'm not saying that totally not doing anything, but take it easier than what you were doing.
Right.
And secondly, your job is still stressful. Okay, so that is why in Southern California especially, okay, healing is not so easy. Yeah.
Well, Ian, thank you so much for joining us today.
We wish you
the best of luck in everything, and you'll continue treatments with Dr. Tung?
Absolutely. I'll see you next Monday, Dr. Tung.
Okay,
wonderful.
I'll see
have
you.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, have a great
All
weekend,
right.
okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Ian on the line with us. He has suffered from 25 years of back injury from auto accidents and football, playing football. Three treatments. His neck and his back pain are 70% better. His back doesn't lock up anymore, even after painting a rental house for a whole day, lifting heavy objects. And most importantly, he is less irritable, he's more calm, more patient, he can deal with his stress better. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, give us a call now toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, the number to call toll-free for questions right now is 866-870-5752. Okay,
and our website address is drtong.com. DRTONG.com.
Right.
For those people who want to check us out, we have more than 170 shows, close to 500 patients the last 4 years, every Saturday, like Ian coming up and telling the story. We don't make up the stories.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to our next guest, Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Kim.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kim, you're calling from out of town. Is that correct?
Yeah, I went to the desert for the weekend.
Oh, she's in the desert. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us.
You bet. I'm happy to.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a history of what you do and what happened before you came to see Dr. Tung?
Well, basically, for about 15 years, I've had an ongoing sciatica thing, but not enough that would debilitate me.
Mm-hmm.
And then about, 5 months ago, I had gone for about 2 years without working out and decided to start working out again, and I hurt my back, and I kind of just ignored it because I thought, oh, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over the period of about 3 to 4 months, it got really bad, up to the point that this time last Saturday, I was in the fetal position on my bed at home.
Mm-hmm.
Crying.
Ooh.
Not very good.
No. And I have, you know, my own business, and we have a very seasonal business, and this time of year is very busy, and I'm just thinking to myself, I've got to feel better. You know, I've just, and in my heart, I don't want to do drugs. In my heart, I don't want to go to the doctor because I know the cycle of drugs, and yet I felt helpless and like, what am I going to do to feel better? And I had gone through all the, you know, the Advils and trying to stretch and heating pads and cold pads and the whole banana. And so I woke up Monday morning and I said to my significant other, I said, you know what? I just thought of something. I said, we really need to go see Dr. Tong. Remember Dr. Tong? And he is a personal trainer. And we, for years, had been referring to Dr. Tong, even though we had never been in to see Dr. Tong because we had heard stories about how great he was.
So how did you hear about me?
Well, I was working out one day at where my significant other works, and there was a gal in there that was originally from Texas, and I don't even know how we got on the subject. But I think she had said something to the nature of, I'm so glad to even be working out today. If you'd seen me like a year ago, I was in a wheelchair. And I said, oh my gosh, what happened? And she had suffered from 6 years of intense back injury, which I can't even imagine because I'd only been through it for maybe, what,
months.
4 weeks?
Yes.
And I just thought, I mean, and I was already, you know, just a raving you-know-what. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, you know, she'd had this injury and did the whole banana, went to the doctors. Basically, she ended up getting hooked on drugs, ended up in a wheelchair. Just her whole life was ruined. And I said, so what happened? And she said, well, you know, I went to this doctor over on Harbor Boulevard, Dr. Tong, and I said, you know what? You're like the fourth or fifth person I've heard talk about this guy. I said, it sounds so cool, and I think traditional doctors certainly have a role, but I'm such a firm believer. I mean, we grew up with, you know, 8 kids in our family, and we never went to the doctor unless we broke something.
Right.
So
right.
I'm thinking to myself, you know, we survived measles, mumps, ear infections, you name it. And we mostly because we couldn't afford to go to the doctor, but we were fine, you know. And my mom was a firm believer in non-drugs. And so it always goes against my grain to go down that road.
Yes.
So anyway, so that's, and it just, I woke up Monday morning, I went, Dave, I need you to take me over there. I mean, we don't have an appointment. Maybe if we're lucky, you know, I couldn't stand up straight. I was almost at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, geez.
I was walking kind of like a dancer does with my legs turned out because it hurt to walk straight.
Oh, gosh.
And I just said, I got to do something. Let's just head over there and see what happens. Well, they were so gracious. I just said, you know what? I just need to be here. And initially, I met with Dr. Chi, who I just immediately fell in love with her. I just was sitting there going, this is where I need to be. You know, this is, in fact, I'll come here for everything, you know.
You should.
I mean, I'll still do my once-a-year checkup with my internist, but, you know, I've had issues in the past with other things. And I thought, you know what, this is what it's all about.
This is how you fix it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so my significant other and I went into the room, and I could barely get up on the table to be treated. And they were so gracious to take me because I didn't have an appointment. And I get up on the table. Well, by the time they were done, not only was I able to get off the table by myself, but I was able to walk out of there straight up.
Wow.
And how much pain did you have afterwards?
Mostly just stiffness.
Yeah.
The pain, you know, stiffness and what I would constitute as soreness.
Yes.
But as far as pain, zero.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just like, oh, my God. And I was just so happy. And then, of course, I could tell that Dr. Tong was so busy, but he took the time to talk to me about his philosophy. And I grew up with a Chinese environment. I'm Caucasian, but my stepdad was Chinese. And so I was pretty familiar and comfortable in that whole cultural environment. And so I just said, you know what, this is where it's at. So as the week proceeded, I was still sore and such, but like your previous caller, what was really great is that I just felt so great. And like this morning, I got out of bed and I started to sing I Love Rock and Roll, Put Another Diamond in Your Pocket, Baby.
Yeah.
And I was moving my hips. I'm an ex-dancer. And I was moving my hips and actually moving around. And my son and Dave are going, what are you doing? And I said, you know what? I just feel so fabulous today. And they're both going, take it easy, take it easy.
And you're in the desert.
And I said, you know what? I just feel great. And so we came out to the desert. And then some friends stopped by, and their little girl's a dancer. And I said, okay, show me your steps. So she did. And I said, okay, I can do that. So I get up there, and Dave's flipping out. He's going, wait, you just, you know, you were a week ago. You're in a fetal position on the bed. And I thought,
wonderful.
I can do this. So I'm getting up there doing turns, and, you know, he's, like, sweating like I'm going to hurt myself. But the major thing is that I feel really great.
Yes.
We've already made strides to make some diet changes, and that's always a challenge in our culture.
Right.
You know.
Now, you've only had one treatment?
One. And I have my next one on Wednesday, and I can't wait.
Oh, yes. My gosh. That's amazing.
Okay, again, okay, what I'm treating is the emotional aspect. And for every single person, I unblock the heart channel and bring in the joy into every patient. That's why you guys feel so great.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget what I told you before I give you treatment. Even though you could not get up on the bed, I say your case is a piece of cake. Remember I told
you
that?
I believed you. You know, it's funny. That's the other thing.
I told you
so. How many doctors can say that? Now, they're in a precarious position because of lawsuits and whatever.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that when I left.
Yes.
And I respect doctors, you know, because they're coming from a whole different place. But, you know, there's no way a doctor can say that to you. They can't say, I guarantee you.
No, I didn't say I guarantee. I say I cannot guarantee. But in 90% of the time, your case is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very tragic that other doctors do not want to learn what I do.
Well, we figured that out. We were talking about that when we left there. And you know what it is? They don't have the time.
Yeah.
I figured it out. I spent about 2.5 to 3 hours in your office on Monday. I didn't realize it when I was there.
Yeah.
And doctors, they may possibly have your technology or understanding, but they don't have the resources or the ability to treat someone. I really like my doctor, and I respect him, and he's a great guy. But had I gone in there,
he would have given you a muscle relaxer.
Right, exactly. Yeah, in fact, he did. He prescribed me one, and I took one, and I felt so bad about taking it, I threw the rest out. Because I just knew, this was before I met Dr. Tong, I just knew that wasn't the way to go.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
You guys are awesome, and keep up the good work. I've already told a million people.
Have a wonderful time at the
desert.
Yeah,
so are you. Yeah,
I will.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank
Bye.
You. You're welcome.
Okay, we have a caller, Jim. He has a question about cancer. Jim, are you there? Hello? Is Jim there?
Okay, we have a caller, Jim. He has a question.
Jim, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Jim there?
Jim, hello? You have a question for us?
Jim, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I think his radio is on.
Hello?
Jim, can you hear us? Hello? Jim.
Hello?
Jim, turn off
your
radio.
Can you turn your radio down?
Hello?
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 Jim.
Okay. Yeah, I think he can't hear us. Anyway, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. today. If you just heard, if you're just tuning in, we had Kim on the line with us. She had an injury about 4 months ago. Last week, she was in so much pain to the point where she had to crawl into fetal position. She's had one treatment with Dr. Tong. She has no pain, some stiffness and soreness, but she's feeling great. She can dance again. She's in the desert now on vacation. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We only have about a minute left, Dr. Tong. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Yes, I want to comment on the comment that made by Kim that other doctors do not have the time or resources to do what I do. I don't agree with that. I think, number one, close-mindedness. They do not have an open mind. They look at anything that unusual.
Some have an open mind.
Some open mind, but most of them don't, okay? Those who have the open mind doesn't want to spend the time to check it out and do it.
Well, because it takes time.
It takes time. Mm-hmm. And then they are so obsessed with the current scientific studies.
Mm-hmm.
They are not scientific. Their studies are proving symptomatic improvement, but never the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem had to do with the energy paradigm, not with the physical paradigm.
Yes.
So when people do not want to check into something that they are skeptical of, okay, they'll never be able to do what we are doing on a daily basis every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week or call us now at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. today. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have over 170 radio shows archived on that website if you want to listen to them. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a fantastic weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Elmer Dill's inviting you to La Vie en Rose.